Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If you're looking to buy stock in Facebook, now might be a good time. On Friday, the company's shares dropped 4.5% after it announced a major change to its news feed. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the feed will start prioritizing meaningful interactions with friends instead of brands and professional publishers. Its stock opened 1% higher this morning after Wall Street analysts reassured investors that the move will not hurt Facebook's revenue. For a look at this and other tech news, let's get to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Ed Lee is managing editor at Recode. He joins us now. Hi, Ed.
Hey.
And this move will mean people will see fewer posts from publishers like the New York Times or other major brands. This is part of an initiative by Zuckerberg to fix some of the problems he sees in how Facebook is used. What's his aim?
Well, so as far as he stated, the aim is to effectively make people happier. And he said that based on a study Facebook conducted, when they saw people who interacted with posts where other people had commented, they were generally happier than when people just were scrolling through their feed and just glancing at news items here and there. So at least that's what they say. That's their stated claim for it.
Is there a real fear that this could hurt Facebook's revenue?
Yes, because Facebook had been running out of, you know, what we call ad inventory, basically places to put ads. Newsfeed, the more stuff that's shared, the more stuff that flows through your newsfeed, the more places to put ads. The fewer things, there are fewer places to put ads. So it actually can hurt or will hurt likely their revenue in the near term. Of course, over time, it'll just probably bring back up and people aren't necessarily leaving Facebook either. So it's a short-term hit.
How much does this change, though, have to do with all the criticism Facebook has gotten for what happened during the election and Russian hacking and maybe just not wanting to be so news focused?
It has everything to do with that. I mean, it's the elephant in the room that Facebook hasn't really cited. As I said earlier, they're citing the study. Interestingly enough, Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook in general had earlier stated that, you know, what the fake news and Russia interfering has certainly affected both Facebook's community and, of course, politics at large. So it's there and they've sort of tacitly acknowledged it. And I think that's the really underlying reason for all this. Of course, they haven't quite come out and said it yet for this particular newsfeed change. But that sort of seems to underpin a big part of the general criticism that Facebook has dealt with lately.
Another story I want to ask you about is Bitcoin. It plunged 20% to a six-week low after fears that South Korea and China may crack down on cryptocurrency. Tell us more about what's going on there.
Well, again, it's the whole conceit of Bitcoin is that it's currency that's not determined by fiat or determined by any central organizing body like a government. So it's sort of interesting to me that or it shouldn't be surprising to anyone that these central governments or these governments in play have sort of said, you know what, we don't like this trading against Bitcoin, so we're going to sort of put an end to it. I don't think it should be a surprise to anyone who sort of initially bought into the idea of Bitcoin. The thing is, Bitcoin has become what we call a store of value as opposed to a currency, meaning it's more like a virtual gold as opposed to something you use to buy and sell things. So until it becomes something that you use to buy and sell things, you're going to continue to see these sort of big fluctuations like this.
But at the same time, and we should say Bitcoin is still over $11,000 today, so it's still high relative to where it has been over the last year or so. But there are some who still think it's going to go up to $100,000.
Or it could go to zero.
Right. Right?
I mean, here's the thing. Again, there's no fundamentals to this asset. So it really could go up or down. It's like spinning a roulette wheel. So effectively, it's the same thing. Again, the other context we should keep in mind is that we're all talking about it in terms of U.S. dollars, right? So again, we're thinking of Bitcoin relative to another currency, the one that still is sort of more widely circulated and more valued ultimately.
And by the way, losing value compared to other currencies right now, the dollar is. One more thing we have to ask you about, which is Google's Arts and Culture app. Over the weekend, a lot of people noticed a feature where the app matches your photo, your selfie photo, with faces in works of fine art. Tell us more about this and why it's taken off so much over the weekend.
I mean, it's anybody's guess, but, you know, my stab at it is, you know, first of all, it's just fun. It's visual. It's a quick and easy thing. It's also personal, since it's about selfies as well. So these sort of, you know, all these things put together, certainly it sort of compounds itself and makes it a viral thing. Sort of the thing underlying this, though, what Google's really trying to do here is show off its artificial intelligence software. And I think that's the real boon here, right? I think, you know, in the near future, artificial intelligence will sort of drive so many more things sort of as an everyday part of life. And I think this is sort of one of the first forays of, like, here's how powerful this thing can be. Right now, it's sort of fun and easy, but it presages a much bigger thing on the horizon.
I tried it, and it just sort of matched me up with any photo, any old painting that had a man with a red beard. That's basically as far as it got.
It didn't work so great for me. I don't know if that has to do with Asian faces or because there aren't enough historical sort of paintings with Asian faces. But I think, again, over time, as there's more sort of a deeper library of stuff, things like sort of this AI-driven thing will become more popular.
That's Ed Lee, Managing Editor at Recode. Ed, thanks so much.
Anytime.